From Spark and Anvil and Bioforge, this is Pump, in Chapter 1 of the Bioforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Halfway up the ridge above Bioforge, Pump stopped running, put both hands on their knees, and grinned like they'd just been handed a present. They were round and strong in a chunky red vest, and their chest was going thump, 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 so hard you could almost see it. A younger kid named Alex staggered up behind them, gasping, sure something had gone wrong. "Are you okay?" Alex wheezed. "Your heart's like exploding." "It's working," Pump said happily, still catching their breath. "Feel yours." Alex pressed a hand to their own chest. It was pounding too, fast and warm. "That," said Pump, "is the best delivery service in the world, and it just kicked into high gear." They straightened up and pointed down the slope, then out across the whole valley. Every one of your muscles just asked for more oxygen, and your heart said, "Coming right up," and started sending it, cell by cell, to every part of you at once. It didn't miss one. It never does. Alex looked at their own arm, then their legs, like they'd never met them. "It goes everywhere?" "Everywhere." Pump tapped their own wrist, then Alex's ankle, then the top of Alex's head. "Fingertip, toe, the very back corner of your brain. There is no place in you too far away. The heart doesn't have a favorite. It just keeps the whole river moving." They took a slow breath, and their thumping eased, softer now, steady as a drum. "Come on, let me show you the map."
Pump hadn't always loved that pounding feeling. When they were small, they'd hated it. They'd been the slowest runner in their class, and every time the pack pulled ahead, their heart would slam so hard against their ribs, it scared them. "Something's wrong with me," they'd think, red-faced at the back, sure that the thumping meant they were broken and everyone else was built better. It was the school nurse, an old woman with cool hands and a stethoscope worn smooth, who fixed that. She never told Pump to run faster. She just pressed the little cold disc to Pump's chest after a hard lap and said, "Listen to that. You hear how strong that is?" Pump had listened, embarrassed. Thump, thump, thump. "That's not something going wrong," the nurse said. "That's your heart delivering harder because your legs are asking harder. It's the fittest sound in the world, and it's coming from you." She'd smiled. "Fast runners don't have magic. They have a heart that got good at delivery. Yours is getting good right now, this second, whether you win the race or not." Pump didn't win a single race that year, but the pounding stopped feeling like an alarm. It started feeling like proof that something inside them was answering, every time, no matter what shape they came in.
Pump walked to Bioforge at 12, because a place that studied living things ought to understand the thing that kept every one of them alive. Dr. Vega, who ran the anatomy workshops, met them at the door and didn't ask them to run or lift or measure anything. She asked one question. "What does the heart actually do?" Pump didn't answer with words. They picked up a jug of red-tinted water and a long looping length of clear tubing that ran out to a dozen little cups, one for each corner of the room. They poured and squeezed the pump bulb in the middle, once, twice, steady as a heartbeat. The red water pushed out along every branch of the tube at once. One by one, the far cups filled. Not one was skipped. "It's not a container," Pump said, squeezing again. "It's a deliverer. The blood carries oxygen and food and messages, and the heart makes sure every cup, every cell, gets its share. Then the same water comes back carrying the waste and goes out to the lungs to trade it for fresh oxygen. And the loop just keeps going, forever. No cup left dry." Dr. Vega watched the last cup fill and go still. "You belong here," she said.
Pump's workshop had a whole wall that was one glowing map of a body, red roads and blue roads branching into threads too fine to see. A girl came in one afternoon with her arms crossed, upset. Gym class had ranked everyone by how they looked in the mirror, and she'd come out near the bottom. I'm just not a fit kind of body, she said. You can tell by looking. Pump tilted their head. Can you? Put your hand here. They set the girl's fingers against the side of her own throat. Feel that? My pulse. Count it. That's your heart delivering, right now, while you're just standing here mad at a mirror. Pump traced a red line up the map with one finger, from the heart out to a distant branching corner. Fitness doesn't live in the mirror. It lives here, in how well this river reaches every cell, and how strong your heart gets at pushing it. That's called cardiovascular fitness, and you cannot see it from the outside, not one bit of it. The girl frowned at the map, then at her own pulsing throat. So how do you get better at it? You ask your heart for more. Pump grinned and pointed at the door, at the ridge beyond it. You run, you climb, you swim, you dance, anything that makes it go thump thump like it means it. Every time you do, the muscle gets a little stronger, and it learns to deliver more with each beat. Tall kid, round kid, short kid, doesn't matter. Every single one of you has a heart that gets stronger the same way. They squeezed the pump bulb again, and the red water raced out to every cup. The mirror doesn't get a vote. Your heart does all the voting, and it votes yes every single second.
Later, when the workshop had gone quiet, the girl paused at the door. She had one more question, softer than the first. When I'm just sitting here, she said, not running, not doing anything, is it still working? Pump pressed a hand flat to their own chest and held very still, so the room went silent enough to almost hear it. Right now, they said gently, while we talk, while you sleep tonight, while you're bored in math class next week. It has never once stopped, not for a single beat of your whole life, and it never asks you to notice. They smiled. That warm, tired, still-going feeling in your chest after a hard run, that's the honest sound of being taken care of, from the inside, by something that only knows how to keep giving. The girl put her hand back to her throat and just felt it a while. Thump, thump, thump. And Pump watched the crossed arms come loose, the same slow way their own shoulders had let go, years ago, at the back of a race they didn't win. They didn't say the rest out loud, but they thought it, warm and certain. Nobody is the wrong shape to be delivered to. The river reaches everyone. It always has.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Pump. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.